Solomon produced 14. That's 14 concerts of Haydn's music just that spring. The concerts were triumphs. They were Haydn love fests. Of the concert given on March 16, 1792, the Morning Herald reported, and I quote the Morning Herald, "There has hardly ever been a more beautiful musical treat than the fifth performance of Solomon's concert. No less than six pieces of Haydn were performed, exhibiting a richness and variety of genius that far exceed all modern composers." Haydn's biographer Carl Geringer writes this, and I quote, "How Haydn managed to get all this work done, and done so brilliantly, and at the same time to lead a very active social life, how, in spite of the tremendous forces released in his creative activity, he was still able to muster the emotional capacity for love and friendship is hard to understand." And when the concert season was over, the ostensibly worn-out composer still used every available chance to see and enjoy interesting sights in England, unquote. Well, my friends, Haydn had his health. He had been in the employ of the Esterházy family for 29 years. His star was at its apex. He was hot as a jalapeno, and he was going to enjoy every possible minute of it. We can imagine in our mind's ear him saying to himself, "I'll sleep when I get back to Vienna." And that opportunity to sleep in Vienna was rather fast approaching. Haydn, though semi-retired from his service with the Esterházy family, had been summoned to Frankfurt by Prince Anton, where he was to attend the coronation of Emperor Francis II. Haydn had been in England for nearly a year and a half, and he would have chosen to stay if he could, but there was business to take care of back home and friends he hadn't seen for far too long. So Haydn packed his bags, went around London buying various items for his friends back in Vienna. Oh, scissors, needles, knives, spectacles, snow globes, whatever. Said goodbye to his English buds and departed in late June 1792. He would be back. Return to Vienna and return to London, 1792 to 1795. While we know little about Haydn's trip back to and across the continent, we do know that he stopped off in the German city of Bonn. It was there, in Bonn, that Haydn met a 21-year-old composer and pianist of great local fame and promise named Ludwig van Beethoven. After some discussion and some negotiation, it was decided that Beethoven, at the expense of the city of Bonn, would travel to Vienna sometime near the end of the year. There, in Vienna, Beethoven would complete his musical education with Haydn and then return to Bonn to serve the city as a musical functionary, a cog in the wheel of the electoral court. Sure, right. Another story for another time. But that latter, of course, does not happen. Once Beethoven gets to Vienna, he's in Vienna to stay. The Joseph Haydn that pulled into Vienna on July 24, 1792, was a very different man than the one who had left 19 months before. He had experienced extraordinary, really phenomenal success in England. He had tasted true freedom, both artistic and personal.